Power outages and winter storms. Welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Winter storms have already killed power to hundreds of thousands of people. Gary Crawford has a report on how to save your food during those power outages.
The worst storm in decades is pushing in. 11,000 flights have been grounded. Three states are facing blizzard conditions.
Well, we have certainly been hearing a lot of those reports this winter. And in that storm during Christmas week, hundreds of thousands of people ended up without power for days and days. And besides just being a safety problem on its own as far as staying warm, if you lose power, you've got to worry about the food in your refrigerator and how long that will last. The Department of Agriculture food safety expert says if you know a big storm's heading your way, you can do things ahead of it that could help keep that valuable food in the refrigerator and freezer safe and cold for a longer time. Kathy Bernard told us.
Freeze containers of water to make ice, just in case you have to, you know, take it out of the freezer and put it into the refrigerator to help to keep the refrigerator cold, or maybe coolers. You could also try, knowing that a storm is coming, freezing items in the refrigerator, such as leftovers or milk or maybe fresh meat or poultry that you might have in the refrigerator, just to get them frozen ahead of time. It might help you save them.
Now, if it's really cold outside, Kathy Bernard says you could pack that food in solid animal-proof tubs or coolers and put it outside, but keep it out of the sun and monitor the temperature of that food periodically. Kathy Bernard says if you do lose power,
you want to keep the refrigerator and freezer doors closed as much as possible, because you want to keep whatever cold temperatures that you have in there as long as possible, because the refrigerator will keep food safely cold for about 4 hours if you don't open it.
And as for the freezer, if it's full, food should be okay for a couple of days, half full one day. And she says,
you can refreeze food from the freezer if it still contains ice crystals or it's at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.